This is Kira Nyehouse. I'm interviewing my grandma, Mary Nyehouse. It's January 7th and it's about 7:30.
All together.
Okay, what do you remember about Christmas in like the 20s and 30s?
Those were really wonderful Christmases with the midnight mass and singing Christmas carols and having a doll for a Christmas present.
What do you remember about the decorations?
That was during the Depression, and we didn't have too many decorations. It was mostly a Christmas tree decorated, and a lot of times the Christmas tree would fall over because it wasn't situated quite right. And of course, a lot of the ornaments got broken.
Okay, what do you remember? What were some of the ornaments on the tree?
There was two small little houses with snow on the roofs, and they sparkled.
Okay, did you have an angel or a star on top? No? Okay, tell me about some of the food that you used to eat. What was Christmas dinner like?
Well, it was mostly a chicken, and of course there was four children, and we all liked the legs, so we had to use a deck of cards and cut to see who would get the legs. This is true, Gary. This is true. That's it.
What about dessert?
Oh, a lemon pie, two lemon pies. We had.
Okay, what are some of the things you remember about Advent, the season of Advent?
Well, you know, when you're over 60, it's kind of hard to remember. And it's mostly I went to the Catholic school, and it was just the lighting of the candles on the Advent wreath. And singing, singing.
So it's mostly just like it is today?
Yes.
Basically. What were some of the plants or like the greens that you can remember?
Oh, the beautiful red, lot of red poinsettias at midnight mass, at 12 o'clock midnight mass, and the church was decorated just beautiful.
Okay, what do you remember about Santa Claus?
Santa Claus, my first, when I saw Santa Claus, I must have been about 8 years old, and I walked with some girls from school, and Santa Claus was on the street, and it's the first time I can remember of singing Silent Night, and that was my first encounter with Santa Claus.
Tell me about, did you hang stockings? Did you hang up stockings?
No, I can't remember hanging up stockings. Like I say, years ago, you just didn't do things like that.
Do you remember Christmas cards? Sending out Christmas cards?
You were
poor.
You didn't send out Christmas cards.
Okay, tell me about some of your memories of the manger scene.
Just the manger scene, it was in church mostly. We never had one at home, but it was beautiful in church, and the statues were lifelike and large, quite large, and just reminded you of what happened so many years ago.
Okay, do you remember making like homemade ornaments to put on your Christmas tree?
No.
No?
Maybe string and popcorn, and that was about it.
Okay, tell me about some of the colors of Christmas that you can remember.
Well, red and green and gold and silver.
Okay, what do you remember about the Christmas star? Anything?
No, just mostly what we heard in church about the wise men following the star and the shepherds, and that it was over where the child Jesus lay with his mother and his father in the manger. That Jesus was in the manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. And
do you remember having a Yule log?
No.
No? What about bells at Christmas time?
The only bells I can remember is when my dad hitched up the sleighs and the bells were on the horses all the time. That's all the bells I can remember.
What kind of sleighs and horses?
Work horses and the regular old-fashioned sleigh that would go on the snow-covered streets and roads. At that time, they didn't salt and clean the roads off like they do nowadays, and my dad would give hay rides and sleigh rides because he had a team of horses.
Oh, okay. What do you remember about the candles?
Just like I say, just candles in church. That's the only kind of candles I can remember.
Okay, do you remember visiting your relatives?
Just, my grandparents, that's the only ones I can remember.
Was it a big family gathering or?
No.
No?
Just grandma and grandpa. Maybe Aunt Leona. They had a Christmas tree and that was it.
Okay, what were some of the Christmas stories that were told?
I don't think they had any. They didn't have any. See, at that time, children were supposed to be seen and not heard, and that's the way I was reading. That's the truth, Carrie. They weren't like loving people. They were like a little bit on the hard side, and you just didn't go for anything like that.
Okay, what do you remember about mistletoe?
Not mistletoe.
Tell me about Christmas Mass.
I used to sing in the choir at church, and we practiced and we sang Christmas carols, and it was just beautiful. See, at that time we did a lot of singing. That's about the only thing that there was to do except walking down to the library or going ice skating, and so that we just sang songs, Christmas carols, and things like that.
Okay, what about some of the decorations at the Mass? Was there Christmas trees decorated? And
no, there was just a lot of Christmas trees and a lot of red poinsettias. And lights, they were decorated with all colored lights. And just the manger with the Holy Family in it.
What about some of the drinks? Was there special drinks that you would...
Eggnog, that's about all. Put a little bit of liquor in the eggnogs.
Okay, do you remember going Christmas caroling, like around to houses, that type of thing?
No. Mm-mm.
No, it was just basically in church?
In church, yes.
Okay, so it was more a religious holiday.
Right, right.
What do you remember about the Christmas tree? Was it real big or were they?
Turn off your record player and I'll tell you.
Go ahead.
Well, I could put that on tape.
Okay. Are there any other memories about Christmas that you can recall?
Just that my grandfather and grandmother would come over on Christmas morning with a present for each one of us.
Okay. I think that's about it. Well, thank you, Grandma. That was nice.
Okay, Carrie. I enjoyed giving you this interview. I was real thinking about what the questions would be, and I'm glad it was all about Christmas. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were in the barrel, but we didn't carry them like all of our stuff was brought in, was already packaged when we took it over.
Can you tell me what you remember about accounts?
Well, there were some real good accounts, and then there are still some accounts that I haven't collected. But the good ones are the good people. I mean, they wouldn't charge without paying, and all they would be good if they. But there was a few that didn't.
Do you remember, like, if you believed had an account number, or you just remember
the name? Just put the name down. Well, we did sell vinegar in the bulk. They used to bring it in barrels, and we used to sell that in the bulk. And of course, nails and all that, we always sold in bulk. And we always had a pound. And the bolts were always by the piece. And we used to carry some medicine that came in by a certain company, which was, I think, called it Perigo, and we used to get a lot of their medicines in there, but I guess still in out of business. I don't know, maybe they do still have it, but in our shoes were also sent in by Wolverine's company, and we carried a few of those for a few years, not too long. The bread men still bring us bread. We still have our bread delivered every week. And of course our meat is not delivered. We have to pick it up now. And our groceries are picked up too, but we don't have a grocery. But our cigarettes and our sundries, I guess what they call them, sundries, are all delivered in there with a truck. A salesman comes around every week. And they are really close to every week.
What are the sundries?
Sundries are like, shampoos and deodorants and Listerines and even mouthwash. And we do have pop delivery. They come in with the pop. They always have came in with the pop deliveries. They're always there.
Thank you.
I hope it helps you out. But you know, if you...